USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence addressing a crowd at Arlington National Cemetery on Memorial Day.
Americans gather to honor the lives and deeds of America's greatest heroes and to assure their families that we will never forget and we will never fail to honor the service and sacrifice of their loved ones.
The Vice President was joined by other administration officials, including Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan. President Trump is continuing his state visit to Japan. He held a joint news conference with Japan Prime Minister Shinzo Abe.
The alliance between the United States and Japan is a cornerstone of stability and prosperity in the region and all around the world. The Prime Minister and I continue our close consultation in pursuit of peace and security.
The President returns to Washington, D.C. on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Why one state's legislator is trying to do away with marriage licenses. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with the answer.
Alabama state lawmakers have approved a plan to get around some judges who've been refusing to sign marriage licenses because of their objections to same-sex marriage. The legislature approving a bill to end all marriage licenses, replacing them with marriage certificates, which would not need a judge's signature. About a half dozen of the state's probate judges have been staging a protest, refusing to sign any marriage licenses because they don't want to be seen as endorsing same-sex marriage. This bill now goes to the Governor Kay Ivey's desk. It's unclear whether she's signing it. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And as you wrap up your Memorial Day weekend, you should have a few extra bucks in your pocketbook if you traveled somewhere. AAA is reporting that gas prices were down about 10 cents from last year and about 2 cents from April. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Recapping one of our top stories, Vice President Mike Pence addressed the crowd at Arlington National Cemetery on Memorial Day. The Vice President shares a story of a service member who paid the ultimate price for our freedom.
Paul Kelly was actually the son of a Vietnam fighter pilot. He was commissioned in 1982 as an officer through the University of Dayton's ROTC program, served in leadership positions with the Army National Guard. Colonel Paul Kelly was a man who built up all those who served around him. He was known as a dedicated husband to his wife, Maria, and a proud father of his two sons, John and Paul David Kelly. He was a helicopter pilot, but he was a man in the stick on 20 January 2007 when he was lost in Iraq.
One former CBS anchor is speaking out against his former bosses. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
Former CBS Evening News anchor Scott Pelley isn't holding back about what he says cost him his job.
We've been through a dark period of the last several years of incompetent management and sort of a hostile work environment within the news division. I lost my job at the Evening News because I wouldn't stop complaining to management about the hostile work environment.
He was interviewed on CNN. Pelley is currently a correspondent for 60 Minutes. He says management changes have made all the difference.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.